morning. We've all got the lurgy. It's been going around the van. There's like a lot of coughing and sniffing and stuff like that. So if you hear any coughing and sniffing on stage, please forgive us. It's really bad. You know, I'm sorry. But some worse things have happened to me recently. I first saw Fairport Convention on the 2nd of November 1969, my 22nd birthday, and it was at Mother's Club in Birmingham, and they're absolutely fantastic. And I said to myself, one day I'm going to join that band, and then a week later I was in it. So you've got to be careful what you wish for. And then the last time I saw them was last night. In Tunbridge Wells, they've got this new younger bass player, the son of the guy that whilst emptying the dishwasher 7 weeks ago, putting a glass up in a high cup, the one next to it fell out and he caught it and he cut the tendon in his hand so he can't play. But luckily his son Matt, when he left school, you know, his dad wanted him to be a doctor or you know, an accountant or a lawyer or some proper job kind of thing. But Matt Pegg was wise enough to, he said, well, look, Dad, you've got away with it for that long. If you can do it, I'm going to do it. So I'm really glad that he did, because he's kind of saved my bacon and the tour by coming and depping for me. So thanks to Matt Pegg. We're going to have a great night, and to start the evening off, a lovely lady, Edwina Hayes. Edwina was born in Dublin and brought up in Lancashire, and now lives up in Yorkshire. She has some really nice CDs, which we'd love you to check out in the interval. She's a great singer, wonderful songwriter, and a great blog writer. If you look on our website, you can read Edwina's blog. And she's here tonight, so please, a big Fairport welcome for Edwina Hayes. Thank you.
Chance to say opening up for you tonight. And I'm just looking up to see these lights going up the stairs, but like I'm on an aircraft or some kind of really big plane. But it's lovely to be here, and I think it might be gig 24, possibly 25 of this Fairport Wind Tour 2014, and I'm having such a good time. I'm sure a lot of you are Fairport fans, and you know that they're just such good fun. So you can imagine what it's like being on tour with them. Absolutely brilliant. I'm having a wonderful time. And I come out every night and do a few songs. All a bit miserable, I do apologise. But I'm not on for very long, so hang in there. So yeah, Peggy said, I am originally from Lancashire, and I live in Yorkshire. Terrible, if you're a northerner, too. Never the twain, you know. But what it was, my mum retired 20 years ago in April from Preston Job Centre. And with her retirement money, she bought a fish and chip shop in Bridlington, completely on the other side. Yay! And so we all moved to Yorkshire, and my sister, my mum and I ran this chip shop and little cafe for kind of all through the 90s, really. And it was great, and free chips, fantastic. Everybody said, you'll get sick of chips. Everybody used to always ask, a bit like Peter Kay with the taxi, what time are you on until you? Everybody used to say, do you get sick of chips? But you can't stand them. We're like, no, never got sick of them once, which was brilliant. But now I'm in my 40s, and I go to Slimming World's not quite so good. So that's a little bit about me. And not long after moving to Brit, I saw a poster, Bridlington Folk Club were reforming, and they wanted singers for the singers' night. And I've been playing my guitar for a few years and singing songs to friends and family at do's and things. And I thought, well, I'll go down and see what this folk club singers' night's all about. And I went down and did a few songs. It was very wobbly knees, and I've been playing ever since. So that's a bit about me, and I like to sing songs, and the more miserable the better, really. And then I started somewhere along the way, started writing my own, just because I saw the people writing, I thought, well, I'll have a go, you know. And all the ones I write tend to be really, really miserable. That first one was inspired by a cabaret singer called Jeff that I met in Bridlington when I started going down to the folk club. I thought he was the bee's knees, and so that was a song about him. And this is a song I wrote a couple of years after that call. My love, Something about you is something I need. Something about you is something I need. Something about you is something I need. If you've seen him, you'll know what I mean. He's really funny. Not like me, I just switch it on. But he's just very, very dry. Like, he never smiles or anything. And he's on stage and he'll just say these really kind of funny one-liners. And he sings these beautiful songs and he just very quietly writes all these songs for other people to sing as well, you know. And he's just absolutely lovely. And I do like to text him from motorway services at 2 a.m. and we find out where each other's been. You know, he'll be in Ireland with any leader or something. And I'll have been somewhere. And I usually tell him, I say, oh, I mentioned you tonight, you know. People in Pontefract like it, they've heard of you, and he texts back, oh, good, fantastic. So I can tell him that you guys have heard of it, and they'll be very pleased. So this is a song we wrote together a couple of years ago, slightly depressing this one, actually. Bend in the Road. Review on that tour, it was in 2005 and it was all big venues, you know, all over. I positive trotting around in my, at the time I had the J-Rage Micros, or falling apart a hole. If you lifted up the carpet by your feet, you could see the floor through the, you know, the road. And anyway, I did this tour and it was a great experience. And somebody sent me a review and it was about 3 pages full of Loudon set, you know, the minutiae, every line he sang, everything he said. And right at the bottom, one line about me, and it said, "It's awful, they may as well not have bothered. Loudon was ably supported by sturdy northern singer Edwina Hayes." Why did he even bother? He just said, "Oh, great." Sturdy. I was loads thinner then, didn't mind. Anyway. So I absolutely love him, and this is a song called Dreaming, and I heard this song in a film, I was up late one night and I saw this film, nothing on, I thought, oh, film, 28 Days, and it had Sandra Bullock in it. Never heard of it, but I like Sandra Bullock, so I'll watch it. And it was really amazing, and halfway through came this gorgeous song, so I looked it up, and it was a Loudon my song. And as I say, I'm going to put it on my next album, which I'm thinking of calling, I Love Bob Dylan and I'd Like to Be Thinner, because I can't think what to call it yet. We'll see. So this is for Helen. Haven't done it for a little while, so we'll see how it goes. Record this song. Anyway, he sort of embellished the story over the years, don't make it makes myself sound cooler. But it wasn't cool at all, because as soon as I got in front of him, my voice just seemed to get really, really high. It's high anyway, like Minnie Mouse in front of him. I could hear myself talking to him, and the voice in my head was saying, just shut up, just back away from Richard Thomas and stop talking. But it was very, very nice and very lovely. And I asked him, can I record this song for my forthcoming CD, Pour Me a Drink? And he said, I never say no. I thought, my God. Swoon, he's lovely. So this is Well Things for Dreamers, and feel free to have a little sing if you're feeling in the mood. It's a bit early, I know, but it's Friday night, so. Seen the show 25 times, it's fantastic. You're going to have such a lot of fun. And I'd like to thank lovely Owen on the sound desk over there. Normally Owen's up in the gods somewhere, but he's right there, you can see him. I'm highlighting him now. And he's amazing, and he does a great job every night. And we've also got the Fedport crew, lovely Mick and lovely Andy as well. But mostly I'd really like to thank Peggy and the five chaps I'd like to invite on stage now to join me for my last song. Please give a big warm welcome to Fedport Convention. Choose a song to do at the end of my set with them. So I chose this one by John Prine. It's a lovely song, I've always liked it. And I first heard it on a Nancy Griffith cassette in the 90s. I used to practice in the chip shop and then in the cafe. I used to turn all the lights off after I finished mopping and hoovering. And there was a street lamp outside and it would shine in. And I used to like the way all the acoustics sounded in the chip shop with the lights off and the street lights shining in. I used to practice all my songs for folk club. And this was one of them. And it's called Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. When you feel small.
that's lovely. Making friends wherever she goes. But it's one of the privileges we get undertaking this winter tour is the opportunity to invite someone to come along, get to know them better, and share their obvious talents with you guys who may not have otherwise bumped into her yet. And that's worked well for us over the last 25 plus years. But of course, there's always that point in the evening when they leave the stage and it's sort of, oh, it's them again. Yeah, so fun's over, battering your heads, here we are. Oh, I'll turn the guitar on, shall I? We are a proud land, we stand for freedom. We've got the franchise, I'll never leave them. We've got the history and books to prove it. Give us a mountain and we will move it. We rule the waves and the seven seas. We bring the mighty to their knees. We offer hope and inspiration, a fun example to lesson nations. We are Britannia, but you will hear the crown. We bought a system to the masses, defy the nation in the classes. It's in our breeding and our faces, at least we're all born, knowing our places. We stay within our social borders, we only take what our class supports us. It doesn't matter that it's not the demon, this is the nature of the demon. We are Britannia, but you will hear the crown.
A song that goes back to 1970, written by Mrs. Swarbrick and Thompson, in the style of a folk song, but it's quite dark and gothic and mysterious, because the main character in the song is called Dr. Monk, and he is the Doctor of Physics.
Thank you.
Here's a song about two brothers. One of them is a vicar in a small town in North Oxfordshire called Banbury. Banbury never gets much of a recognition. Wherever we go. But if I tell you it's close to a village called Cropredy. There you go. And the brother is a vicar, as I say, in St Mary's Church. Around 1850 this is. And his sibling, in the first verse of this song, is on a ship with a man called Lord Franklin. And they're trying to sail through ice floes north of Canada. And by verse 2, it's all gone horribly wrong. And by verse 3, they're in desperate straits and they're thinking of abandoning ship. And the vicar back in Banbury is kind of hoping for a slightly more exciting life, really. He keeps wondering what his brother's up to, you know, how he's getting on. And the brother on the ship is hoping that good prayers are being said back in Banbury. And it's kind of be careful what you wish for song, really. You know. And it, eventually it is a song of celebration because they do get off the ship and they do manage to get back home. They have to walk from Canada to Banbury. But they're, you know, glad to get there. And talking of celebration, we have a birthday in the audience. This is for Nigel Saul. Are you here, Nigel? Yes, you're at the back of somewhere. Happy birthday, Nigel. This is for you especially. It's called I'm Already There. Was homeward bound one night on the deep, swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. Across the ocean we sailed. It was a rough and mighty sea. Our strength and courage beat the gale till our ship she landed free. I sailed my vessel for to heal our wounds and take on snow.
This version of the song now. Thinking of a traditional tune called Sailing to Walpole Bay. Now, that's on an album we made a few years back called Over the Next Hill, which we're not touring at the moment. Haven't got that, but I've got a few copies left at the office. So if you really need to get a copy, all you've got to do is go to the website, look in the shop. And I've got a day off on Monday. I'll be back stuffing jiffy bags with the best of them. So, Over the Next Hill. This, however, is a song that you won't find yet available for purchase, and you wouldn't have heard it unless you've seen us already on this tour earlier. It's a tryout song. I'm afraid you are now promoted to the level of guinea pig. One mass Farnham guinea pig. It's a song written by our good buddy PJ Wright, you know PJ from Little Johnny England, and of course the Dylan Project. And a song of his called Home. That's all I can say, except that I'm looking forward to hearing this one. With my new voice. This is home, and here I'll stay. Those storm clouds are massing now with every passing day. Where would we go? And what would I do? Whatever weather throws us, together we'll get through. As we
stay, where I'm sheltered from.
He died in 1950, and I always think it's slightly strange when you read about people that you just missed. You know, that thing like he exited the planet in 1950, I came in a bit after that. And I think had we met, we'd have had a few things in common to talk about. He loved wristwatches and clocks. He used to spend some of his time travelling around repairing them. And he loved music, he played music. And also, unusually for that time, say between 1930 and 1950, he had really long hair. Cool. His name was Theodore Lamb, and one event happened in his life that was to change the course of it. It set him out on a path where he took to the roads and lanes of Oxfordshire, never to settle in there permanently ever again. And this is his story. I did go into the studio last November and make a solo album, which this song is from, and we do have a few copies tonight available for your delectation, should you wish. I've got far too many copies of it, so. Yeah, so here's Theodore's song.
Oh, Christ.
tangled gypsy, like a tangled mind. That's how others saw him, 'cause he would not be confined. It was a touch of emotion that lit his way through the links by Sipford to a hen house where he lay. Bring me that hopeless watch, and if it's broke, I'll mend. Trust me, I'm the man, on me you can depend. Oh, bring me that hopeless watch, and if it's broke, I'll mend. Trust me, I'm the man, on me you can depend. On me you can depend. On me you can depend.
I just imagine, if you will, you're about to get underway with an annual tradition, sort of 6-week tour of the UK this time of year, and you're just sort of repeating a tradition that's established itself over the previous 30 years, and you get a phone call from an emergency room in a hospital in Brittany, where you have to know your bass player, who's a virtuoso, as well as a kingpin in the band, is currently residing. And the information that comes through is that he's suffered a bizarre dishwasher incident and is hors de combat, as they say in emergency rooms in Brittany, and he's going to be wearing a splint while the tendon damage is slowly healing from within. Not a job to be rushed. Would you panic? You know, seats sold all over the country, vans booked, PA rigged, everything sorted. Which you wouldn't panic, would you? Well, we didn't either, because Peggy's such a forward planner that 42 years previously, see where I'm going with this. And as he mentioned, despite his best efforts to become, you know, a dental surgeon or an accountant or something legitimate, Matt's natural instinct was to follow. Well, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, I think you'll agree. And how fortunate for us that it was the bass guitar that was his instrument of choice. And doesn't he do well? There's always a deep end element in these stories, and mentioning that Dave sort of is a pioneer bass player, and he took the whole business of playing jigs and reels down a couple of octaves when he introduced the idea of unison bass guitar. Bless you, I know how you feel. Matt is now in the deep end, and what we're going to do now is an instrument medley that goes back some time and was originally called Dirty Linen, but in honour of the current situation, we've rechristened it Dirty Crockery. Thank you.
Here's a song about a man called John Lee. And he was found guilty of a terrible murder down in Devon, a place called Babbacombe, and sentenced to be hung at Exeter Jail, where they built him a bespoke scaffold, especially for the job. And they took him out on the morning of his execution and tried to hang him three times. And each time they got him on the scaffold, drew the bolt, he didn't drop. They took him off, tied a sack of corn to the rope, pulled the bolt again, and down it went. And say, three times they tried, and the law was at the time that if they tried to execute you three times and it didn't work, they let you off.
It must have been a hell of a meeting when you came up with that.
So this is a snapshot from the story, the moment where John is in his prison cell, for what he believes is his last night on earth. And it's called the cell phone. There's a tiny little window where the sun comes shining through, dancing with the dust that's in my cell. There's a sparrow sitting. He stays for a minute or two, but he's frightened by the ringing of a bell. There's a bed that I must lie on when at night I take my rest. And a chair for me to sit on through the day. The men who wait beside me always know what's best for a man who doesn't have too much to say.
Thanks, Craig.
It's been a really relaxing evening for me. So the guys have been working incredibly hard, and I reckon that, you know, in all fairness, they should have an interval after this next song. What do you think, Philo?
Yeah.
Would you have one at the same time? That really helps us. It also helps if you come back after about 20 minutes, because last night they didn't. The interval also gives you the opportunity to check out Edwina's CDs, and she's there gladly signing them for you. She'd love to meet you, so go up and say hello. Wasn't she great?
Yeah.
Cool, so go and see Edwina. And we're going to leave you with Chris Leslie's song, which is on our CD. We do also have some CDs for sale. This is from the Festival Bell. It's a song called Mercy Bay. Thanks very much.
£10,000 of cash was set to find the Northwest Passage Girl Town. So many ships have tried, and yet the ice floes will not let them through. 1850 was the year we sailed out of Plymouth Girl Town. Steelhead on all and on ice. We set a course for old Cape Horn and howled across the ocean. Go down, go down. And I looked and I watched us till dawn, while days of man had his dream. From Bering Strait to the boat, see the air has grown gold.
Go down, go down.
Under the sea like rock in a mighty freeze, this winter will just have to stay. buzz of vision go down, go down. Feathers will not spirit my one mile me up, for in the landing this year. In April 1853, the bears and boots say, go down.
Church tower in Cropredy Village. It's bell-shaped and it has a clangor, and cast into it in beautiful lettering it reads Fairport Festival Bell. Because it's there because of the festival's been there at the time the bell was put up there. It was 30 plus years, and it's a kind of a celebration of that. And so here's a song about the bell, about the festival itself, and it does have a chorus, which Peggy will tell you all about.
Yes, Farnham, we're not known for our chorus songs in Fairport, but this is going to make a big difference to our careers, because we've devised the simplest chorus imaginable for you to sing. It consists of one word, and the word is Jack. Can you remember that, or do you want to write it on your arms? Jack, that's all you have to say. And it helps if you all say it at the same time. So I've been given the job because I've got a free hand here to conduct you in. So what I'll do is I'll give you, after a count of three, this isn't a practice, by the way, this is just an example. Jack, yeah? So, should we have a practice? Guys, I know you're all very keen to sing this chorus, you know, to impress your wives or your girlfriends, but if you could try and come in all at the same time, because the last couple of nights there's always been one bloke who's done it before everybody else. He's been known as a premature Jack. So we'll have a little rehearsal, yes? Yeah? So after three, ready?
Jack!
Chelsea Corporal Jones is in.
So great, and enjoy. It's the festival band from the album of, what's that word that means its same name? Eponymous, is it?
That's great.
English, I don't know if you remember that song. Okay, Festival Bell, Jack.
Was the year of Elvis Custom Chicken. William Blackley was the name, the foundry man that made them. With another fight before the lowest was a tenner. Sipping for a sixpence in the old church tower. There was such a gathering. Holt and Grimley knew you in the captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 100 years later, there was Minor and Major. Ringing with some berry at the festival bell. Hold on to the tail and when the treble hit his goal. Be sure to watch the changes now you know that she is gone. Look to sign for a room, then you'll know just what to do. You'll have to have a silent thing is not done here. Is he in the red light? Maybe in the face. Cause the family that you're thinking was practicing from there. 300 years later now was my girl and major. Bringing us a memory of the festival.
Simple folk song, a song called the Wassail Song, which we'd like to perform next for you. But our good friend Martin Barr, who used to play with Jethro Tull, you remember Martin?
Yeah.
Fabulous guitar player. He was coming to see us a couple of years ago, and we thought we've got to do something to impress Martin, so we took this traditional folk song, the Wassail Song, and kind of tollified it. And made it really complex to play so that Martin could relate to it, because Jethro's whole music's really difficult. And we thought, you know, Martin, he'll think we're crap unless we make it really difficult. So after its tollification, he came to see us after the gig and he said, "What did you think, Martin? We put it in 5/4 time, whatever that is, and put different keys, you know, whatever they are, things that bass players don't have anything to do with, really. We all have our choice when we leave school, you know." And Martin said, "Guys, it was really clever. You did a great job on it. But to be honest, now I'm older, I prefer music to be like much more simple, and, you know, kind of a groove and kind of rocking stuff. You know, I like straight ahead music." And we said, "Oh, have you told Ian Anderson this?" And he said, "Yeah, I've told him." He said, "What did he do?" And he said, "He fired me." So look out for Martin's band if you want some really good straight ahead rock. They'll be here next year. And the other thing about this song is anybody in from Birmingham tonight?
Yeah.
Are you on your own?
Right on.
Well, this is especially for you, madam. You must have a mate in Warsaw. Because when we play this in Birmingham, when we play in the Midlands, we don't do any of that rubbish I just told you about, Jethro Tull and all that stuff. We just say it's for anybody from Warsaw, and it's called the Warsaw song. So here it is.
Sky, we are not too high. Oh, who by the
song that Federal Adventure just will not leave alone. Relentlessly dragging it back into the studio, rearranging it, re-recording it. Tediously familiar basis. 43 years, regular as I cleared my diary. The next occasion is April 2054. It's a forgotten track from The Only One, actually, from I've forgotten now. From Legion Leaf, that's right. This is the one track from that record, the final track indeed, which never made the transfer from studio to stage. So we haven't really given it much of a thought until we were asking for suggestions a couple of years ago for a 45th anniversary CD, in which the band would go back into the studio and reinvestigate stuff from, you know, further back down the telescope of time. And this was all your suggestions. We were more than 2,000 responses of suggestions of lists, and they were statistically broken down by age and sex, a bit like the band. And this was a sort of I didn't see this one coming. It didn't come out of left field. It's called Farewell, Farewell, but it's not the last number, it's just in the wrong place in the set. And it's nice to have it back in. It's not a slavish version by any means of the original recording, it's another take on it. And here it comes, Farewell, Farewell.
Farewell, farewell to the cold north wind will blow again.
same tradition as the next one. It's called The Happy Man, and it's from a village called Adderbury, which is, coincidentally, Chris's home village. And Adderbury is noted for having not one, not two, but three Morris sides. And they have a huge party once a year. Well, it goes on all the time, really, below the surface, but it emerges sort of like the groundhog in Groundhog Day. On April the 26th this year, it's Saturday. Get your asses up and have a great time. They close the streets, and there's dancing and singing and stuff. Much hanky waving. And bell pad jangling. This is one of their pieces. It's a Morris dance, but it's got words, so it's sort of almost indistinguishable from a song. particularly when you accept that we're not going to attempt any of the dancing. So it becomes a song. It's called The Happy Man. Which I used to be, before I got this freaking man flu.
How happy is the man that's free from all care? He loves to make a merry, he loves to make a merry, with a drop of a beer, with his pipe and his friends, popping hours away, singing song after song, till he hails a new day. He can laugh, dance and sing, and smoke without fear, be as happy as a king, till he hails a new year.
Earlier, the new songs we're trying out here, and this is another one of those. It's basically about how humankind in its history, particularly its most recent history, has often put its faith in things that aren't necessarily what they see. It's called myths and heroes.
Did you think you had the rules? The second pitch tryout.
Visit I made to the northeast a while back, a place called Bamborough. Fantastic coastline, wonderful castle, and a brilliant RNLI museum there dedicated to a lady called Grace Darling. And back in 1838, she was the daughter of the lighthouse keeper off the coast there. And on September the 7th that year, there was a dreadful storm which she took, single-handedly rowed her father in a cob boat out to some nearby rocks to rescue several poor souls that had just escaped with their lives from a sinking steamship, the SS Forfarshire. And for that, she was given the highest award, the highest medal that the RNLI can give. And when you see the boat, you see the size of it, it's massive. To row it single-handedly in a calm sea would be pretty good, but in a raging sea, miraculous. So this is the story of the ship leading up to that night and her brave rescue. It's called Grace and Favour.
Out of Holocaust was set, close open spinning gear. Passengers and crew well met, got the destination clear. Head of steam all the way, a holy man, therefore is not missing. By Almighty.
Very early days now, but a fine song which has improved in its logic and sense and cut deeper every time I have a birthday, particularly ones with zeros on it. This was in the bottom of Sandy Denny's guitar case when she joined the band in 1968, when my father, who was also called Simon, was in the band. Anyway, she eventually revealed it to us, and it's always going to be her signature song, I suppose. It's a standout piece of writing, and a simple truth condensed into a very brief, natural framework. And I'm going to struggle through it tonight, but because we've got such a wonderful voice on the road with us in the person of Edwina Hayes, it'd be great if she came back to help us out with it, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring her up. Joined up the dots already, it's called Who Knows When the Time Goes. Yeah.
across ceiling and sky. All the birds are leaving, but how do they that it's time for them to go? Fall into fire, I will still be dreaming. I have no thought of time.
clue where it goes. It's a funny old thing, time, isn't it? I find it a little confusing. I bought a time machine next week. But it went wrong tomorrow, so I took it back to the shop yesterday. The guy said, oh, they don't make these things like they will do. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to speak to you briefly this evening about that popular vitamin-enriched health and energy drink, Jack Daniels. Some of you may have heard me tell in the past how a bottle of Jack Daniels has helped me. I find it a useful compositional tool. I do. I find it inspires me. It inspires me to write a certain type of tune. Sad to relate, I've had to cut back drastically on the Jack Daniels due to getting rather too inspired over the whole Christmas period. In fact, as I'm amongst friends, I can tell you I feel I can confess to you, I can come clean with you, be honest. I have actually, joined Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, I still drink, I just don't know who with. And my doctor, no, my long-suffering doctor, he has told me, he's told me that I'm only allowed one small glass of Jack Daniels per day for the rest of my life. So far, I'm up to April the 17th, 2031, so it's not going too bad. And this next tune, I wrote using a bottle of Jack and a ukulele. It's called Danny Jack's Reward, and it comes from the Festival Bell CD. And I wrote it to feature, well, what can you say about the man behind the drum kit? He is a legend, Jerry Conway. I also wrote it to feature Peggy Senior. I wrote it to feature, but tonight it features, well, he's the man of the hour, the hero of the tour, the amazing Matt Pegg. Jerry and Matt, there is no doubt in my mind these guys are simply the greatest rhythm section in their price range. No, they are. And as soon as they strike up with those funky rhythms, ladies and gentlemen, I know exactly what you'll be thinking. I know what I can tell. Because there's some space here at the front. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I know, I'll get up and do them, some of that folk dancing, hop dish, some of that folk. And then you think, no, I won't. You'll think, no, I won't, because I've never done any folk dancing before. Don't be moved up. Want to make a fool of myself. Fear not. Theatre, at great expense, has very kindly put special diagrams above all the exits to get me started. Folk dancing for beginners, the thing. Here we go. Hope you enjoy Danny Jack's Reward. And it's been lovely talking to you. I'll be off now. to the Sanders.
Words fail. You know, hippie chick, flowers in her hair, cheesecloth skirt. Apparently, I'm a double Libra, which means my whole life is about a quest for balance. The exact centre of every spectrum you can imagine. Yin and yang, dark and light. It's got to be balanced. And we've only got one song left, one item left on the repertoire, and after that blizzard of chords we've just experienced came out of the imagination of this wonderful person on my right, your left. If he's on your right, you're facing the wrong way. But anyway, no words at all, you notice that. So we've got to balance this up before we can finish, at least for my sake. So what could be better than a genuine traditional folk song? With hardly any sort of, it's just lots of stories in one story, extended over 19 verses. Some nights they're even in the right order. And with the most basic kind of droning accompaniment, so there's hardly any harmonisation going on, which is why, obviously, Chris has resorted to the banjo. Story exists all over the world, all through history, in all cultures. Simple triangular relationship between the big boss man who owns and employs everybody, his beautiful young trophy wife who's getting a bit bored, and the handsome young serving man who's forever catching her eye as he dashes around the castle fluffing up the scatter cushions. See where this is going, can't you? However, we're not going to perform it in the form of Native American interpretive dance. We're not going to show you an exhibition of Chinese porcelain. No, in our culture it's a song and it's called Matty Groves, and if you have been, thanks for listening, Farnham.
Sleep. When he walked, Lord, I was standing by his
his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my curtains that I got in IKEA last week? Oh, how I like your feather bed. How do I like your sheets? Best of all, I like your lady wife who likes my arms asleep.
Get up, get up, get up,
get up, get up.
Next Friday, David Hughes.
Will you be there?
Yes, Peggy.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, David is a sublime writer, thinker, and musician. But I'm afraid it's just a bit too dry. I mean, the Sahara Desert is precious. practice with us, if you will. A bit of community singing for you now. And welcome back, of course, Mr. David Begg, senior. Lovely to be here. The song which closes our proceedings at the Cropperty Festival. We failed to give it a big enough build up tonight, but it's set your watches for August the 7th, 8th, and 9th later this year. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If you've been before, well, you'll be coming back anyway, because that's what it does to people. But if you haven't been and you're worried about going to a festival, go to the website, read all about it. The bill is attractive enough, but the event is much more than just a succession of musicians going on off a stage. It's a real huge three-day party with people who didn't know they got so much in common.
It's full of friends you haven't made yet.
And it rounds off with this song, which closes proceeding about. I can see in my crystal ball it'll be about 10 to midnight on Saturday the 9th, and we'll all be singing this song. Celebrating the wonderful 3 days we've just enjoyed. We used to sing, gone the day, we'd all be making songs, all fine and valueless, these ideas never lasted long.
Next time you can do the work for me. and the sound of his wonderful blue trunk, Father Martin Stuff. That's all for coming. See you.
Support your local theatre.